from JMI Wealth. Thursday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Looking at the Dow earlier on, seemed to be okay.
I reckon. So you got split houses there. You got Senate remains Republican and Democrats take the House of Representatives. Now, if you believe that free markets, Mike, deliver an unfettered response to all the available information, then look at these markets. Dow Jones, 25,984. It's up 1.4%. S&P 500 up 1.5%. And NASDAQ up 2%. So overwhelming positive response. And this was interesting because actually the market response to these midterms wasn't clear. Like, we weren't entirely sure how the markets were going to respond to the various scenarios. So overwhelmingly positive. But it's not the only view out there. There is some concern that there'll be increased policy uncertainty. And of course, the ease with which Trump now was talking about tax reform part two, whether or not he'll be able to get stuff like that through. I saw an interesting comment, Mike. It suggested that you'll have to spend the next 2 years making a distinction between issues that threaten sentiment and issues that actually impair value. Yeah, yeah. And I think, but that's kind of where we've been for the last 2 years already, isn't it? But I do think we move back, hopefully, to concentrating on the real stuff, company fundamentals, strength of the economy, that sort of thing. Look, Mike, there's no real threat of a recession in the US. You generally associate bear markets with recessions. No real chance at the moment of a recession. I mean, share markets are not the only asset. 10-year treasuries, they spiked to 3.25. That's the highest we've seen them for years, but then they came back down 3.18 US dollar weaker, so Kiwi just under 68 cents at the moment, back to levels we haven't since late July.
Fantastic.
So there you go.
So let's bring it back home. Those numbers yesterday on the jobs, you can't argue with those. Anything with a three and you're world class.
No, you cannot. I mean, the labour market figures got a bit lost yesterday in the tension being focused on US elections, but they're pretty surprising numbers. So we had three surveys yesterday. This is where it gets a bit confusing. Household labour force survey, quarterly employment survey, labour cost index. They all give slightly different takes on the current state of employment, but 3.9% for the unemployment rate, pretty phenomenal number. Jobs everywhere. And actually, Mike, the market was expecting a small increase. They thought it might go to sort of 4.5, but no, went in the other direction, went fast. Lowest unemployment rate seen in 10 years. Employment, so look, flip the lid, employment rose 1.1%. Expectations were for about half of that. So those numbers are from the Household Labour Force Survey. Quarterly Employment Survey gave slightly less surprising numbers. Employment up 0.5%. We look at wage numbers. Private average hourly earnings up 3.6% in the QES, but the Labour Cost Index about 1.9%. The thing there, Mike, is if you look through the pay equity settlements, take them out, there's no real evidence of broad widespread wage increases, which is still blooming surprising, really. Yep. So a bit of inconsistency between the various surveys, but I think it's fair to say that you can argue about the magnitude of the move, but you can't argue with the direction at all.
So 3.9 is 3.9.
And can't argue with that.
Name me many other countries in the world that can claim that at the moment. Right, what are the numbers?
Okay, so it just keeps moving. We're almost back to 26,000. 25,981 now on the Dow, up 348. S&P 500, I said, 2798 now, up 43. NASDAQ just up 2%, 7521. FTSE 100, 7117, up 77. Nikkei, 22085. They were down 62. Shanghai Composite, 2641. They lost 18. ASX 200 was up yesterday, 5896. And we gained 38 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, 0.4%, 8854. On the currencies, stronger New Zealand dollar, weaker US dollar, 0.6791 against the US, 0.9323 Aussie, 0.5923 Euro, 0.5165 pounds, 76.95 yen. Gold trading at $1,227.92. Brent crude, $72.17.
Superb. We'll see you Friday. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. All that expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.